Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.
Currently 61 in Augusta and Bangor, 59 in Camden, 55 in Bar Harbor. I'm Paul Wolf. Next news at 9 o'clock. Breaking news at once on Maine's News Talk and Information Station, VOM.
It's time to come out swinging.
Come out swinging.
For things that tee you off. On the Voice of Maine.
Well, this is a treat. It's like going to high school and science class and seeing the film projector set up in the back of the room. Paul McCary, Urban Mill Health, is with us in our studio, and we'll all take turns answering calls on the PDQ Door telephone line at 1-800-966-1039. 1-800-966-1039. But Paul Wolf, you need to lead us off on line one, sir.
Can do. Caller, what tees you off?
Good morning, boys. This is your president, Donald J. Trump. I just want to say I can smell a faint smell of marijuana coming from the studio this morning. I'm not sure what that's all about. But I just want to have a little discussion on why ranked choice voting took so long in Maine. There was a little disturbance we need to talk about.
Okay, Mr. President.
Count Von Hockout, he was harassed by none other than Graham Plattner. Yes, that is correct. Graham Plattner was harassing the count. He kept asking the count to say his favorite number, which is 9, and he wanted to have him put on a very small mustache on himself, and the count was very scared, which is why I have to announce that the count for Bobby Charles was actually announced incorrect. Yes, Bobby Charles' winning margin was incorrect. Bobby Charles actually garnered 69% of the votes, my friend. That is all, boys.
That is all. 1-800-966-1039. Phone's not ringing now. Probably because people that were calling.
How do you follow that?
People were calling and probably dropped their phones laughing. 1-800-966-1039. You can also always text us off by sending us a text at 601-207-4478. 601-207-4478. Guest Paul McCarrier, your turn for line one.
Caller, what tees you off?
Hi. What tees me off is the fact that you're listening to him and not getting the other side of the story. There's a bunch of us out here who are sick to death of riding down the road and smelling pot everywhere we go. It's disgusting. How about all the new studies that are coming out that show that it actually causes cognitive decline when you smoke marijuana? What about all the kids who are breathing it in? Come on, guys, be a little more responsible than what you're doing with just getting one side of the story.
Well, let me ask, and I'll ask you, Paul, if there's someone that, because you must talk with them, you must deal with them, because I know that you're an open, you know, you have these debates, these discussions. Who's the other person?
Senator Scott Searway.
Makes sense.
And ironically enough, we are on the same side for candidate for governor. I have a meme I got to show you because you will get a kick out of it.
1-800-966-1039. Let me just jot that down. Scott Searway to reach back to him.
See him on a program.
Okay. Just going to try to be that fair and balanced thing for that woman. But right now, caller, hello. What tees you off?
Me is so happy I could do pot now because I'm so tired of doing whippets and tailing it down.
That guy's English is great.
I know what a whippet is. I've never done a whippet. Are people still doing whippets?
Wow.
Somebody got like a cannabis inhaler and they said it was kind of like taking a whippet.
Huh. 1-800-966. That's... Last time I saw one was at a gravel pit in Waldo County, all right, circa 1982. So, Paul, it comes back to you on line one. Paul Wolf, it comes back to you on line one.
Good morning, caller. What tees you off?
Hi, boys. This is Bill from Arkansas. I never inhaled.
1-800-966-1039. Let's see. In the rotation... As fun as it is, it's going to come to you in just a moment, Paul, as we scroll through the calls coming in at 1-800-966-1039. I told you, by the way, I was just across from your office yesterday. I was in the parking lot at Perry's Nut House. Not what I remember it as a kid. Rain came and I didn't get a chance to cross the street to see. Were you working yesterday?
I was working yesterday. I left a little early, but one of those things where if anybody remembers the Belfast Bear Fest, we have one of the original bears over
at One Mill.
Over at One Mill now, and we encourage people to come take their picture with it.
Yeah. There's line one right now for you.
Caller, what tees you off?
Yeah, up there at Pottsbrook, I'm sitting at a traffic light here, and it seems like every car around me, I got this wafting smell of pot smoke, and I forgot what I was saying. I'm going to get breakfast burrito, man. I got to go.
1-800-966-1039.
Is that why everyone was driving slow this morning? Is that why it was so foggy?
That wasn't fog off
it
the
wasn't
river.
Fog, no.
It's time to come out swinging.
Come out swinging.
For things that tee you off... On the Voice of Maine.
Caller, hi. You're on 101.3 Augusta and 103.9 Bangor. And people are listening to you as we stream at WVOMFM.com to ask what tees you off.
The Democrat Party encourages drug addiction and sexual debauchery so that people won't seek guidance from the Holy Spirit and won't read their Bible.
1-800-966-1039. Line 1, Mr. Wolf, is yours.
Good morning, caller. What tees you off?
Good morning. In response to your question of the day, I would do anything for Bobby Charles. I would jump in my 25-year-old pickup truck and go door to door anytime.
Would you take a bong rip for him?
No, stop that. 1-800-966-1039. There's a nice lady answering our question of the day online at WVOMFM.com. It's also on our Facebook page and our Insta page this morning.
Would you go knocking on doors to help your candidate win the election in November?
Rewind's already posted at WVOMFM.com under Rewind's main morning news of two pages out of the playbook we think the GOP needs to consider if it's going to turn a unity breakfast into an election night win. We're going to do some of the additional ones tomorrow morning. Caller on line two, what tees you off?
Man, I just got four exact same letters from the Department of Taxation, the state of Maine, within a week. Bobby Charles, fix it.
1-800-966-1039. Wife's kind of miffed that there was a misunderstanding with her Easy Pass. She was actually loaded. Let me rephrase that. The Easy Pass was financially stable, went through, they made the mistake. Might have been reading the license plate issue, Shana. But they spent more in postage writing her to correct the wrong than they did in charging her a fee for going through allegedly illegally. And it's just, and for my wife, I tell you, things like that happen. And then come November, she starts sleeping more in the center of the bed. which is a really good thing on a couple of levels, to be honest with you. I'm just saying. I've been really trying. It gets cold every November around our house, yeah. Trying to hold back. I'm sorry, 1-800-966-1039. You want to take call line two, Mr. Wolf?
Good morning, caller. What tees you off?
200,000 people voted Democrat and only 100,000 voted for Republicans. How the hell are we going to win?
Princess has some strong opinions this morning. It's going to take more than people sitting in the Barker Lounger chewing on bonbons watching reruns of Judge Judy, I'll tell you that. Paul McCarrier of One Mill Health, our guest in SS7A. Line 1 is blinking.
Caller, what tees you off?
I just wanted to make a comment that not everybody that has that green card uses it by smoking or eating it. I use lotions personally, and it helps with all the pain in my joints.
That's a great point, because there is so many different ways to actually access this plant, and topicals are probably the safest with the least side effects.
1-800-966-1039. Caller, hi. It's Maine's Morning News. Paul Wolf, Paul McCarrier. I'm Rick Tyler. What tees you off?
As a healthcare worker, the overwhelming smell of marijuana and marijuana products in every unit of the hospital.
Really?
As people come in, including the OB unit, including the ER, the outpatient clinics, the visitors come in to visit people in the hospital, and just the retching stench of skunkweed everywhere, all the time.
1-800-966-1039. Is that an HVAC system issue?
I think it's because the pharmaceuticals don't produce the same stink.
Can you imagine?
I could.
Wow. Can you imagine? If Ozempic had an odor, what would it be?
Oh, gosh.
And who would reek?
That's like a future tracker right there, you know? Like, we'll make certain things, like, smell a certain way. So, oh, hello, GLP-2.
1-800-966-1039.
Good morning, caller. What tees you off?
Hey, Rick, did you ever notice how much Hannah Pingree resembles Polly Purebred?
Oh, now I got to think about that. Hang on. That is... That's Otis the farmer, has Macy the goat, and Otis has likened many politicians to certain cartoon characters, and I can't say that in his, Matt Dunlap does look a little bit like Mr. Spacely from Spacely Sprockets on the Jetsons. He does.
I can see it.
And now every time I look at Hannah Pingree, I'm going to wonder about Polly Purebred from Underdog. Not to liken anyone that looks like it. That's not what I'm. Can we move on? Paul, can you take a final call? Paul McCarrier, can you take a final caller for us on line one?
Caller, what tees you off?
Well, yes, I just want to say good morning to you boys. It's great to talk to you this morning. But I just want to say I don't know who this guy is that keeps calling and saying that he's President Trump, because, frankly, I'm President Trump. I don't know exactly what is going on here, but... accuracy is important when it comes to reporting the news, so I just want to say have a great day, boys, and we'll talk to you soon.
In a moment, sports, an update on the forecast, and Paul McCarrier, if you don't have to go anywhere, we'd like you to be our celebrity contestant this morning on the College of Political Knowledge. It's our daily quiz. Have you heard this by any chance?
I have. I follow it every morning.
All right. It's our daily quiz of things you'd know if you were paying attention to the show. And if you don't know the answer, you know how we kind of help you through. And we do have the prize on the line for you here this morning. In fact, because you're in studio, we're going to double it up. As Governors gets ready to celebrate its 62nd birthday? Is it 62nd birthday for Governors?
62 years.
62 years. We got a $10 gift card to Governors, and a if you don't have one already, I don't think you do. I love you guys. Keep it going. Bumper sticker.
I'm very excited now. Now I got to cram
and play along at home. The College of Political Knowledge is on the way here on Maine's Morning News.
Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.